Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. We have got a fun podcast ahead of us today, and I am super excited to welcome today's guests. We have Nikki Racine and Nancy Cannon. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Nikki is the race director of our upcoming 5K, and Nancy is one of the directors of our Central Michigan offices. And today we are talking about Touched by Adoption, and that is our special event that we have coming up just around the corner. And I don't want to kind of spoil too much. So Nikki, I wanted to get started with you and have you tell us about this event and share some of the details with us.
Sure. So this is our sixth annual Touched by Adoption 5K run walk. And we are so excited this year because we actually change the weekend. Normally we have it on Labor Day weekend every year. And we kind of snuck it a little bit earlier this year. It'll be on August 26th on Saturday in Portland, mm-hmm. Michigan, at the Bulk Flats Recreation Area, the same place it's been every year. But we changed the weekend because we've had a lot of requests that people wanted to attend and celebrate adoption with us, but they weren't able to on that holiday weekend. So
awesome.
So we changed the date. So we're really excited about having a lot of folks together. And each year we've risen with our numbers. We're really shooting for about 300 to 350 participants this year. So we're excited about that. We have a kids fun run that begins at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. And we are keeping our fingers crossed. We hope that Sparty, the MSU mascot, will be there to lead our focus. Obviously, we're celebrating adoption and all of our forever families together. So it's kind of just a fun, it's one of my favorite events of the year. All the families kind of come together and you can look around and see all the beautiful families that have been formed through adoption.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you mentioned that this event is growing every year, so that's phenomenal. And I want to transition here to Nancy a minute. And Nancy, if you could, what is the purpose of this event, of this Touched by Adoption 5K fun run and walk?
Well, you know, at the inception of this, way 6 years ago when we were talking about doing a 5K, and that when Nikki came on board as fund director, that had always been her goal, is to do a 5K. And we pondered it back and forth ideas about what this would be. And we came up with Touched by Adoption, and I loved, if you see the brochures, you'll see a heart fingerprints. And that really meant a lot to us because we have all been touched by adoption personally. And we knew there were others out there that were touched by adoption. So we didn't want it to be about kids, for kids who were adopted or adoptive parents. We wanted everybody in the community who has been touched by adoption in some way. And that even my father did the race 3 years ago, and because he too was touched by adoption. So that was kind of the history of the Touched by Adoption 5K name. And the purpose of this really is, it's twofold. I mean, obviously, it's supporting the agency and its mission. But financially, this specific race is going to support domestic outreach. And what that looks like for us is being able to go out into the communities and talk to women in crisis and talk to the referral sources, such as crisis pregnancy centers, hospitals, clinics, high schools, and really talk with them about talking to clients about adoption and looking at adoption as an option for an unplanned pregnancy. In addition, this money is used for our international program development so that we can go into countries and provide a way for children to find their forever family internationally.
Incredible. That's incredible. Did you want to talk a little bit about the kids' fun run here too, Nancy? What that's all about?
It is so much fun. They really like their medals, don't they, Nikki?
They love their medals. I love their faces when they receive their medals at the finish line. It's one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, and sometimes they have maybe a parent will run alongside of them. But one of the things about the fun run, we just want to celebrate adoption as being fun, and that's why it's called the fun run, because it is fun. It's fun to run, and it's fun to be with other children who have been adopted, and there's kind of a likeness for all of them that they a commonality that they share.
Mm-hmm. And it's a short distance. It's not anything to be intimidated by, correct?
That's right. That's right. Yep. All ages run that, and they don't have to run it. They can walk it too. So the bigger picture is that it gets them thinking about running, actually, and maybe one day participating in a big race.
Mm-hmm. So, Nikki, what new or exciting things can we expect this year?
Well, this year, I think one of the things that I really want to stress is that as fun as this day is, we still have some competitive folks in our arena who have been touched by adoption. And so I just wanted to kind of highlight the fact that this is also, it's a timed race. So we have an actual timer there who's there for the competitive folks. So we actually have awards and we have age brackets. And the first through third place for male and female begins at 9 and under, and it goes all the way up to 75 and over. So that's exciting. And then there's two special awards that we actually give, and I think we're the only race in the area who actually acknowledges and honors folks who push a stroller, which is kind of a neat thing. I've always been sort of the competitive runner, and my babies have come with me to every race, and I push them in a stroller. And it's a lot of work. I mean, you're pushing 70 to 90 pounds in front of you. So we kind of wanted to honor that. So we give a stroller division award for both male and female, first, second, and third places. And so that's kind of exciting. And then we also have a Team Adoption Spirit Award. We have a wall plaque that hangs in our office in Lansing, our office division in Lansing. And we honor either a group or a family or, whomever comes together to kind of have adoption spirit. So that's kind of an amazing thing. The last few years, we've had some birth mothers who have actually attended our race, and that's been pretty special to actually have birth mothers there and adopted, families and beautiful children and neighbors and friends and everybody. So it's just an amazing event that brings together so much beauty and love.
Absolutely. Nancy, anything you wanted to add? Yeah,
I remember a family who came in and they all had T-shirts on that then the back of their T-shirts were the day that they were adopted. And these were grown adult adoptees. And the whole family came and they – some walked, some ran, but they had that shared that they were a team, and those are the fun things to see when we participate in this event. Also, we have kids coming in and sometimes in strollers, and their parents will be holding signs that say "Thanks, Adoption Associates." It's just such an amazing spirit that flows through there.
And none of this wonderful event wouldn't take place without the goodwill of some other folks. So, Nikki, let's talk about sponsors here.
Yes. So we are so grateful for our sponsors. Our sponsors are individuals or businesses or companies that sort of just support our mission at Adoption Associates and come together to really back our 5K, and we wouldn't be able to do it without them. There are so many things behind the scenes that go on. So if you don't mind, Jennifer, can I mention the ones that we have so far?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have Portland Products,
Portland Federal Credit Union, Financial Technology, Bulky Farm, Paradiso Hair Studio, LaughQ, Hayes Specialties, Michigan Recovery, BuyRepoNet, Bob Ryder, Great Lake Security, Chris Mellon, Tom's Foods, who is sponsoring all of our goodies, our bagels and all of the good things that we get to eat that morning, Port Norian 2 Family Dentistry, Tecna, and Carolyn Kaltrider Investment Group of Wells Fargo. So that's the group of the list of folks that we have so far to sponsor this amazing event.
Awesome. Shout out to them for sure. Thank you for that. What about any needs? Where are we standing right now? We're maybe 4 weeks away from our event. Tell us if anyone's listening who wanted to help in a way, how could they do that?
Okay, Jennifer, yes, and thank you for asking that. I've actually got three things that we still are in need of. So number one, sponsors. Obviously, we will take sponsors, you know, up until a couple of weeks. So before, I would say maybe August 7th around that date, because we have to get the T-shirts printed, and I really want the sponsors on the back of the T-shirts. So sponsors, absolutely. Number two, we need some goodies for our goodie bags. Every participant who registers gets a goodie bag, and we're kind of known for our goodie bags. We kind of have some amazing things in there. And being a runner in the running community, I actually want to participate in our 5K just for the goodie bag and to support the mission, of course. But so goodies. And then number three, volunteers. We would love to have anybody volunteer along the race, along the event path to cheer on our participants, whether they run, walk, crawl, sprint, whatever they choose to do. And then we've got different places for them at the food tent or registration or the kids fun run. So those three things, sponsors, goodies for a goodie bag, and volunteers.
Oh, very good. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're not sure about the running part, but you want to be a part of this, please do give us a call and we'll give you our contact information at the end of the show. We'd love for you to be able to be a part of this. Nancy, you have talked quite a bit in the past and today about the adoption community and the concept of the adoption community participating in this event. What do you mean by that? Who is the adoption community? What are you talking about?
Well, I have been doing this for nearly 25 years working in the adoption field. And being a parent by adoption, I remember when our daughter was young, we needed to be part of others, join alongside others who had formed their family through adoption. And I began to see the importance of it when I would take her to events others who had been adopted. I think if kids see other families who are formed by adoption, it really normalizes it for them, and it reinforces family. And it says to our kids, hey, it's okay to be adopted. Look at all of these wonderful families out there, especially for children of color who are outside of the normal what a family looks like. And so children of color really need to see other families formed together like theirs. I think it helps kids if parents are still active in adoption, in the adoption community. It says to them that this is a great thing. This is a good thing. And they're spending their time doing that. And time is very important for all families. So it prioritizes it a little bit in the family. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great experience for the kids. Participation is really important in the adoption community.
I know something else that I've heard you mention too is on the kind of the flip side of that is as the staff, what this means to us and kind of what this day looks like in our perspective. Do you want to touch on that for a minute?
Oh, you know, that's it for me right there. It feels so good. The social workers. Well, all staff, it's not just social workers. It touches everybody. We have some really tough things that we do and some tough times. And when we get together and see these kids and their families and they're so happy and the adoptive couples are so happy, they are proud. They can't wait to show find their social workers so they can show them what their baby looks like now, maybe a toddler. But But in addition to that, the self-satisfaction, the satisfaction that we as staff gets is just, it's something I carry with me for many, many, many months after that event. It's a feel-good moment, and it validates what we do. And sometimes our staff needs that validation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that being part of this is just helps the continuation of the agency, and it really helps us to build a good foundation. We don't do a lot of fundraising. I'd like to say this is a fundraiser, but a fundraiser too, and it really helps to support our mission of finding forever families for these babies and these children overseas.
Incredible. And so, Nikki, how can someone get involved at this stage? I know we talked a little bit about the need for sponsors and goodie bags and even volunteers. If someone's not sure and they're thinking about registering or not, how would they go about doing that? I think we've got Facebook, website, different modalities. You want to share that with us?
Sure, yeah. So they can absolutely contact me. I am the actual race director. And so my phone number directly is 517-599-1910. And they can feel free to call me at any time. I have an email also that I can give out. It's nracine@adoptionassociates.net. They can call our main Lansing office, which the only reason I'm referring to Lansing is because we kind of are the hub of the 5K housing situation. We're the ones that kind of are in charge of it. So that phone number is 517-327-1388. And then they can just go ahead. If you just Google Touched by Adoption 5K, we kind of own the rights to that. And it goes right up on the Google search, and you click on it, and it goes right to the Run Sign Up page where you can check out all the information on there as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you guys have given us a lot of excellent information. I sense the fun, and I plan to be there with my family, as I know both of you will as well. So for those of you that are listening, we hope that you do give some consideration to this, because like Nancy said, this is fun. It's a fundraiser, and we like that a whole lot. So Nikki and Nancy, thank you very much for being on today's podcast.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Jen.
You're welcome. For those of you that are listening, remember, we're live every Tuesday at 11 for Adoption Focus Podcast. If you're looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can do so by calling 800-677-2367 or visit us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We will have information on our Facebook page about our 5K and how to connect with Nikki or our staff for more information. Tune in next week, please, as we will continue a discussion with the director of a crisis pregnancy center and her experiences working with women planning adoption. I hope everyone has a fantastic day. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Bye-bye.